Hi, my name is Dr. Christy Lewis, and I'm a licensed naturopathic doctor and holistic nutritionist. I've been in practice for well over a decade and treated thousands of people. Something that keeps me up at night is if people know what to do, then why are they not doing it? If we are all trying to live our best life, then why do we compromise, sabotage, and avoid ourselves from making choices that will ultimately rise us up? A basic truth has been revealed. Behavior modification, as simple as it may seem, is very difficult to implement. Hence the birth of this podcast. In between visits are short and sweet shares where I will answer your questions about how to stay on track, support, inspire, and motivate you on your journey, see you in your struggles, affirm you in your challenge, and reassure you that you are not alone. Let's get started. Hey there, it's Dr. Christy, and you're listening to In Between Visits. Thanks for tuning in. So I want to start today with a little bit of something that happened to me recently. It's actually someone asked me a question the other day, and it really had me reflecting both on how I see myself, how others see me, and this idea of the aspects or the I guess the faces that we show people, especially in today's day with social media. So someone asked me the other night, really beautiful women. We were out with, I was out with a group of friends, and seriously, zero judgment, an inquiry, you know, Christy, how do you do it? I was like, what? Do what? Well, you're a naturopathic doctor and a mom. You're always fit and you look good. And now you're doing this podcast. And I wanted to cry. I was like, no. Please do not look at this and have this sense that I have my shit together, because I don't. Let's keep this super real. The reality for me is I see patients 20 hours a week, and those are busy weeks. And that is a very, centered and time where I put a lot of energy. It's still 20 hours a week, and even sometimes that seems like too much. I will look at my schedule and see myself fully booked and feel a little overwhelmed with, do I have the energy? Do I have the concentration? Do I have the focus to really be full on in care? I also have an incredibly supportive husband, and although he has a big job and lots of responsibilities, he really has this beautiful ability to leave work at work, and I'm going to say he takes on at least 60, if not 70% of the household duties. He just does. He's that type of nurturing man, and it works in our home. I have one child, and although this is my reality, and being a mom to any number of children is a big deal, I have one child. So that's ones in my life. One bedtime routine, one meltdown at the grocery store, one child is in activities. And I often will have many moments where I feel overwhelmed, burnt out, and basically one big hot mess. So don't let any of the appearances of this podcast or the things I'm sharing you fool you. I have a wonderful life. And there are days where I feel really centered, really clear, and my confidence high. The glossy Instagram posts, you know, my constant updated website, the weekly podcast really only happens with a lot of help and a whole lot of behind the scenes supports. So with that being said, you know, I want to continue to move on with this and make sure that, you know, you're continuing to feel inspired and motivated with this, while at the same time, you know, recognizing that we all have our struggles and we all go out in the world with a certain, I guess, essence or a certain mask. And most of that is me, while at the same time, I struggle just like everyone else. And today, what we're going to be talking about is, I guess, a little bit about that, because as I'm aging and I'm closer to 50 than 40, and I'm continuing conversation around exercise or movement, one of the pillars of lifestyle medicine. And I wanted to talk about how exercise and aging and kind of how they actually work together or can be supportive of one another. And, you know, as I said, I mean, it happens. I'm closer to 50, and I really became aware of this the other night. I was out in a restaurant, and in a last minute decision, I left my purse in the car. I mean, didn't match the outfit. Zero time to switch out bags. So what that meant was I didn't bring my glasses into the restaurant. I looked at this menu in this dim light and it literally looked one big smudge of words on the menu. I had to pull out my phone, take a picture of the menu, enlarge the menu, and then order. The 20-something, very lovely, but 20-something server came over and then informed me that what I had picked was no longer. They were out of that for the evening. So I had to pull out my phone again and try to quickly on the fly pick something. So aging is full of new challenges. And I think really the best game plan for aging is a lot of humor. So I had a good laugh with my friends at the table. And also really acceptance. It is happening. These years are passing by and there's not really a thing we can do to change that. I definitely and consciously passed on the torch to the beautiful 20-somethings years ago and have leaned into the wisdom and freedom that comes with being 40 plus. That being said, I still want to be my best self at 40. I do take collagen to slow down the aging process. I dye my hair. I would be fully gray. Like salt and pepper, fully gray. At around the 3-week mark, I actually start to get the line on my roots. So I do make that decision. And as a naturopathic doctor, I have tried all the natural stuff and it doesn't work. So I do put the toxic stuff on my hair to hide my gray. And I even started on bioidentical hormones to help ease my transition into menopause. And so those are things that I do, conversation for another podcast, but I would say probably my biggest strategy, and this has really come up in the last year for me, is to really keep my muscle mass high. So what that looks like is lean body mass up. So we are composed of fat tissue, well, lots of tissue, but really most of our body weight is fat versus muscle mass. And keeping your muscle mass up is a great way to stay healthy and age well. I shifted most of my cardio routine. I used to be a marathon runner. Whenever I would feel it was time just to get a new goal, it would always involve some sort of cardio training. And at first I was really resistant because going to the gym and lifting weights seemed so boring. And in the beginning I did, you know, I struggled to get the same high. So when you run, anyone who's run or done high intense workout sessions knows there's a certain feeling that you get when you do these things. And that's often what attracts us to it. But the reality is that you can get an awesome sensation from lifting weights or doing at-home workouts, anything that you're going to actually be, and this can be yoga, this can be Pilates, anything that's actually going to have you using your muscles. And now I put my earphones on, I listen to my early 20s pop music and get into my own world when I'm at the gym. The feeling that I get from these workouts is incredible. And it's different, but it's the strength and the power. So if I haven't convinced you yet to add some weight training to your lifestyle choices or your movement choices, then what I'd like to do now is just really lean into some of the actual benefits as we age. So the first one is perimenopause. So when we're going through perimenopause, so perimenopause is that window, it can be 4 years, it can be 7 years before your body goes into menopause. And it's very, very individual. It is actually a biological aging process. It's not chronological. So it's when your body goes through that phase internally, and it's not a disease. Even though we in some ways treat it like a disease in conventional medicine, it really is a biological aging process, much like how we go through puberty as women. So before you actually move into menopause, which menopause is really that marked less hormones, specifically estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, you actually have this window, perimenopause, where you have more estrogen. So stick with me here. The female body recognizes that there's limited eggs, and therefore we have this hormone that stimulates the ovaries to actually increase estrogen. So before your estrogen drops, you get this high level of estrogen. And how this relates to having more lean body mass, which is the result of more resistance training is that when you have less body fat, more muscle mass, you actually can decrease additional estrogen. So when here you are biologically producing more estrogen, when you have more fat cells, your body actually makes more estrogen within the fat as well. So you're kind of getting double whammy there. And you're getting this flood of hormones at a time when your body's trying to regulate and release the hormones. And that can look like a whole heck of undesirable symptoms. So you can't control menopause, but you can control this secondary release of estrogen that could be impactful. Let's move into another aspect. So perimenopause and menopause, you want to stay lean. Slowing the metabolism happens. As we age, this is men and women, our muscle mass decreases and our fat cells increase. This is just absolute impact or result of the aging, biological aging process. Therefore, so does our metabolism. So, you know, we always hear about or we think about gaining weight as we get older. The reason why this happens is because we're not keeping up the muscle mass. It is harder. It is much harder to build muscle mass, both as men and women, but specifically women, as we age. So, but I am a strong believer that just because we're aging doesn't mean that it's uncontrollable weight gain. You know, I see this all the time. I'm at the gym and, you know, God bless, I really hope this doesn't sound like judgment. I see women and they are on the treadmill or they are doing the Stairmaster 45 minutes, an hour. I go, I do my workout, I stretch, I leave, and they're still going hard at it. And there's zero physiological change to their body. So yes, you have to work hard. Different. Let's reframe that. I actually have in my notes harder, but I want to change that to say different. I think what you want to do is you want to move your body in a way to preserve this highly valuable resources of muscle mass. And the way to do that is by starting to incorporate weight training into your movement or at home, you know, push-ups, squats, dips at the side, you know, you put your hands on the side of the bed and you dip up and down, contracting your triceps. So physiologically speaking, we've got perimenopause and menopause as the weight training supporting that. Metabolism and keeping metabolism high is yet another reason. The other physical reason would be bone health. We all know that aging bones can be an issue and we can become risk for osteoporosis. And especially past menopause, so as the estrogen levels drop, then you become at higher risk for bone decline. There's a number of ways to resist that, and definitely talk to a naturopathic doctor about a prevention plan that might be right for you. Especially if you have a history of this or family history of this. One thing that has been shown time and time and time again in the studies is that health, the type of exercise that where you get resistance training will actually help with bone density. And so yet another reason, and I'm not sure about you, but I'm hoping for awesome posture right up into my 90s. You know, I want to be able to sit tall and have that ability to, I don't know, to see those bingo numbers even when I'm well into my 90s. So bone health, perimenopause, menopause, metabolism. The other thing, and I think this is a really good one for my audience, is adrenal health. So we're all busy, tired, we don't have a ton of time. And that's one of the reasons why lifting weights is so amazing. It's so efficient. It's also, so it's efficient in time. It's also efficient in our energy expenditure. So after my daughter was born, I think I've shared this multiple times, that I started training for 5 and 10K runs. I mean, it wasn't just finishing for me. I had time goals, I had training schedules, I had sprints and hill repeats. I was full on into it. And needless to say, because my body had not recovered from being a new mom, I wasn't able to handle this. And it took very little time to crash from these additional physical stresses. So I'm not suggesting anyone who's out there listening and loves doing cardio or is training right now for something. I'm not suggesting that we can't do these things. What we really want to be aware of is, can my body recover from these things? Am I spending my days in more of a fight or flight reaction? Do my work days, my family life, is everything about my life really in this kind of fight or flight, running from a bear, fighting a bear all day long? Am I sleeping well? Am I nourishing well? And if you're not able to recover, or your body is in a high state of nervous system output, then you, at the end of the day, you go for a high intensity workout, your body doesn't know the difference of, you know, that you're running from a bear versus now here you are, just trying to complete something so that you can achieve your goal. So we want to lean into the seasons of life that we're in, hence the aging aspect, and realize when there's times to maybe reduce the cardio because it is more intense on our adrenal glands, and our stress response puts more stress on the system versus something like weight training. And there is a real aspect. I mean, I can't tell you how amazing it is to, you can still set goals. And at first I sort of struggled with this because I'm like, it just seems like it's all about kind of the appearances. And gyms have a ton of mirrors and you see a lot of peacocking going on, especially at certain hours of the day. But it doesn't have to be about that. There's a really awesome feeling that comes from shifting a weight from 10 pound to a 15 pounds. You can literally lift for 20 minutes a few times per week, and you're not going to have that absolute exhaustion feeling that comes with doing just intense cardio sessions. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing for you cardio people out there. What I'm asking is that you just start to incorporate some of this weight training component into your movement regime. The last thing I want to talk about as the why would you want to do this? Again, most of us resist the weight training for some reason. I'm going to leave you with one other aspect, which is really, I have personally found weight training incredible for my confidence. As someone who has managed dysmorphic body image, you would think going to the gym and working out besides dozens of Lululemon clothed young men and women would be triggering, especially during certain times. As I said, I mean, it's a major meat market. Oh my goodness. Have you ever been to the gym at like 5:30, 6 p.m.? I actually find it quite entertaining. I guess that's another thing that comes with age. You can kind of sit back and sort of see it all unfold. But I don't feel overwhelmed with this scene. I don't feel overwhelmed with the weights, maybe a little bit at first, of course, but as I'm starting to learn this, but the actual opposite is true. I mean, as a 40 plus woman, that shit doesn't actually matter to me anymore. And the other factor is when you're strong, like really strong, it feels amazing. This is no brag. I really hope it doesn't sound as a brag, but I can do 3 unassisted push-ups at the park. 3 of those babies. I can hip thrust 150 pounds of weight, and you can feel like a friggin' superhero because you have this strength as you're aging. So, do it. I mean, hire that personal trainer, go on YouTube, sign up to your local gym, purchase some weights. It doesn't have to be intimidating. It doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be without goals. It can be so beneficial, both from inspiration, motivation, excitement, and fun, as well as it offers huge, huge health benefits. So I'm going to leave you with that. If you want to read more about this or, check any of it out, you can go to drchristylewis.ca. And until we connect again.